You are here on another episode of Pave the Way. Thanks for joining in. Like, comment, subscribe, whatever you got to do. We appreciate you guys being here. Even if it's from an ad, we're pumped. Hey, today we're going to talk about being a doer. And the reason we came up with this is because a lot of people, I feel like, get to a point where they don't know what move to make next, or they get caught up in inaction, just not doing anything. And so how to be a doer, how to make things shake, how to make things move in your life is something that we wanted to talk about.
Ooh, and so, good topic.
Absolutely. And the first thing I have here, the first thing you got to do about being a doer, if you want to be someone who achieves things, who accomplishes, who moves things in people's lives, is solve people's problems. You have to solve problems.
Absolutely.
We've talked about it before, but solving problems is the number one way to show value to people in your marketplace and within your, say, in your home. I don't know about you, but like if you and your wife or your family are going through something, it's like someone's always going to have to solve that problem.
Absolutely.
Basically. And for me, I mean, as a man, it's usually me that needs to take leadership when I see most of those things. But
well, I feel like we're called to be the spiritual leaders,
you know,
as we talk about. But that means like, we really have to be leaders in every area of our life is what we choose to try to seek,
you know, absolutely.
To try to really be a leader. And especially, we don't have kids yet, but even in our household with Hannah, it's like there's some things that she's better at than me. So, you know, she cooks.
She handles
those things, and she is really good at certain things. And then I have things that I'm really good at. So sometimes, too, you solve problems, but then you also find solutions for people.
Absolutely.
Like even when they don't need to know, like they don't even know they have that solution, like finding an investment opportunity. Like sometimes you have to go seek to find those problems. You know what
I mean? Yeah.
It isn't like a problem that just arises. You have to almost go create problems too when you're being a doer.
Absolutely. When you're doing and that problem does occur and you're looking for, you know, the solution to it, there's got to be some form of system normally that is implemented.
Yeah.
There's got to be some form of action that is taken.
Action is so critical.
Action is like, God, it's everything, man. It's everything that got us here. But
and
going
you also,
back to
real quick, I love this topic before we move on, keep your thought, but solving the problems too, you create problems. Like I said that, and Addison, I was talking to him about his landscape company he's got going. And, you know, he's already bought equipment. He's already done this stuff. And now it's like equipment's breaking down. So he's solving people's problems with their grass being too high, but then he's creating problems for himself.
Absolutely.
And that's also a part of being a doer.
Yeah.
Is that you, when you do things, things go wrong and then you got to fix them. And then you also get busy.
Absolutely.
You know,
and you have to have a plan around those things as well.
You
don't know what you don't know, but once you get started, I mean, you start finding out, hey, I need to implement a system for this.
Yes.
Hey, this is going to come up. Hey, somebody's going to complain about this. Hey, we need to know about this.
Yes. And you got to adapt and you got to create processes. But the critical thing is to just do and then figure out the problems as you go. That's what's been the best learning experience for us.
That's why we hit it off. When we got together, we were both like, hey, you know, I just do things. And, you know, Rob's the same way. It's just like, we just go and do them. And it's taking the action is the number one thing you can do always.
It's like, let's get 1,000 employees. And we're like, how are we going to do that? I don't know.
Let's just start doing it. And now we have like 7, but one day it'll be 100. And then maybe you don't know what's going to happen.
Maybe we stop there, you know.
I don't know.
God's plan.
So, but one thing that makes taking action way more simple is when you have a clear objective.
Correct.
Clarity.
Yes.
Clarity produces.
James Bond games, the objectives, you know?
Yeah, that one's tough for me. I only remember the NC64 one. Is that the one you're referencing?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool, cool. But when it comes to clarity, clarity is always going to give you the results you want. If you have a clear image of where you want to go, it's always going to be easier to attack. You're going to know exactly what to do. Another part of taking action and getting where you want to be is just taking on the right mindset of getting there. I feel like sometimes our mindsets just hold us back so hard. You know, he referenced Addison. Addison's a guy that goes to our church, and he just recently quit his job and started a business, you know, and we have experience doing that. So we talked to him about it here and there. And, you know,
he's grinding. He's knocking doors.
Dude, he's doing it the right way. Like, I'm proud of the guy. But basically, his results are becoming more and more clear as he does more and more door knocking, as he does more and more things. He's going to learn what it takes to get his job done. And everything that you want to do, you want to make sure it's done right the first time you do it.
Yeah.
That's something that we talked about as much
quality
over quantity every time when it comes to service.
That's a critical part in being a doer is that sometimes you overdo it and you don't deliver the product that you say you're going to deliver. So many people overpromise and underdeliver, and we want to be on the opposite end of that spectrum to where we just do what we say we're going to do, essentially.
Absolutely.
And I think essentially when you get too busy, and sometimes when you're a doer, sometimes you can do too much and overwhelm yourself. So you also got to stop and you got to be very methodical. And that's a part of being a doer as well, is like, do it the right way, like be the right kind of busy. So many people are so busy that they miss their whole life. They miss their child's life. I think you do a really good job already of like spending time with your family. So I respect that. But I know a lot of people that they don't see their kids, and it makes me sad. Because I know what that does in the long-term effect with that relationship. So I think you got to be methodical with what you're doing.
Yeah.
And so many people underestimate what they can do in like a long-term situation, but then they don't really attack day by day. It's so important to take one step at a time with these big dreams. And I think a lot of people miss that.
Yeah. And they miss what to be consistent at too. I mean, you know, one thing we talk about doing a lot is like writing down goals. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've looked at a piece of paper that had my goals written down on it. Like at this point in my life, maybe thousands of times of just looking at the paper and reaffirming whatever I have in mind for that day. And, you know, goals is one thing. Like I'm sure a lot of people listening to this, if you don't have any goals, my Lord, go write them down.
Please.
But if you do and you're like, man, I have goals here. Like, how do I do with them? Like, you just have to keep revisiting them and basically become aligned with where they are taking you. You know, I have a goal written down where we want to make a certain amount of money where, well, if my value and knowledge to this world and what I can offer isn't aligned with how much money I want to make, then I'm not going to be able to make that much money.
Right.
And if I don't keep that goal in mind, I'm going to forget or lose hope, lose track of absolutely where that's going.
And if my output doesn't reflect that, like if the things that I do doesn't reflect that number that we're trying to make, then it's probably just a pipe dream, right?
Absolutely.
So that's why the action is so important.
Yeah. And the actions are what move you forward. And writing those goals down, you can literally, as specific as you can get on a goal, you need to get as specific as you can with it. If you want to make $25,000 a month, then that's like what you need written down, not around $15,000 a month. Like you need to write down the exact thing you need. If it's $250,000 a year, write it down and don't think about anything else. Because if it's measurable, if it's something you can measure, it's something you can get towards. It's something you can move towards.
Yeah.
Something you can start taking steps forward.
This is a great idea from Uncle G. We're kind of stealing this from Uncle G. But like, if you want to make $100,000, make that $1,000,000 in your goals. Because
10X.
I'm telling you, $100,000 doesn't go very long anymore. Like it doesn't go very far. And I was talking to a guy in the gym this morning who has an MBA and just got laid off from a Microsoft software company. And he like can't find a job.
That's hard to believe.
And there's a lot of people in that boat, unfortunately, because these companies are doing massive layoffs. Because he was kind of telling me today, everybody overhired during COVID. And now they're having to lay people off. So long story short, sometimes you get in a position where you don't know what to do. And I think people get in that position that they do nothing. So he's out there shaking the bushes, doing what he can do to get a job. But it's like, what would you say to somebody that's in that position? Because we know a lot of friends too that have been laid off later in life that are.
Oh yeah,
it's, you know, it's almost like a lot it's right now.
Yeah, it's almost reoccurring at this time,
and maybe like
it's because our economy changed, or maybe it's just like we as our network grows, like we meet more people. But
what do you think? What do you do in that situation?
In those situations, I start with just writing stuff down, man. I start writing down like, hey, here's what I had. Here was the pros and cons of it. Here's what I want to become after this. So like, let's go ahead and try to improve what I had before to what I want now. Or maybe I've done this for 10 years. Let's see what suits my lifestyle now. So I'd probably just write it down, and then, I mean, I guess just start calling as many
just
people
as
possible, or, you know, filling out the resume and going on these websites and just sending it to as
I'm
many
proud
people
of
as
Neil.
Possible.
Neil kind of situation happened to him.
And he crushed it.
You know, he got that lead before me today.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
That was impressive. You know,
I'm excited about
and
that.
And sometimes, dude, you don't, when that's the biggest thing, you know, when the road's, you know, foggy and you don't know where to go, just action, man. Don't stop, because so many people, I see it, they stop. And then they can't get started again. But something in motion is easier to stay in motion. That's physics or something. I don't know. I wasn't very good at school. But basically, essentially, just keep going, keep getting up, keep knocking doors, whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
And you just got to, sometimes you got to do what you got to do in order to be successful. And we've kind of been in that mindset for 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, but what I love and what I'm so thankful for is, yeah, it's been challenging. But the fact that we've all linked arms and started doing things together, like we start to see the light at the end of the tunnel, and we also see God's provision in everything. You know what I mean? I think God blesses those who actually put like their faith to work. Absolutely. I love the scripture of like, you know, be doers of the word, not just hearers, because I think this talks about doing.
We wouldn't go through an episode without talking about that.
You know?
So last episode, we talked about value and belief, and maybe it's my personality, but when I believe in something, like I talk about it. And maybe you can relate to this, but like when I was younger, it was always very easy for me to make things happen because it was like, yo, if I wanted to talk to a girl, I just went and talked to her. If I wanted to start a business.
That was your wife.
Yeah, true. If I wanted to start a business, like we got together and we just gained the skill and started it. Like gained sales skill and started. Yeah, we did do that probably five the first year. Like you want a better network, you go talk to people, like that kind of stuff. You think about what you want and you start moving towards it. But when it comes to spirituality, when it becomes to developing your spiritual life, like the more that you get into the morals, the more that you get into Jesus. And like, if you're a believer and claiming to be a believer and you're not like moved by the word of God, then like, I don't get it. Then you need some heart work or something. But it's like, basically what I'm saying is once you get into those morals, like, and you feel your life start to transform and you feel like you're more courageous. It's easier to move into higher levels of consciousness. Like you leave shame and guilt behind and you start moving into love and joy and courage and willingness and just getting better in all areas and all aspects of your life. And like, to me, that's the addiction in itself. Like that's why it works and that's the addiction. And so that's basically how I implement doing the word of God. Like I read it and then morally I take it in. And then after that, I feel like better about life. And then you just do it over and over and over to become your most highest self.
I know. And he always shows up time and time again. That's what's cool about being a doer for Christ is, you know, even in our businesses, even in like my personal life, in every relationship, when I really, you know, we talk about it often, but we fail all the time. But again, there's just mercy and grace and we really strive to get better. And I do try to live morally, but the flesh, man, we talk about it. Just read Galatians 5. I mean, there's always a constant battle of our flesh. But essentially, when you start doing for Christ, it's amazing the people that he brings to your life. That you're even blind to the situation. You know, I'm sitting in this room with two guys who like appeared in my life for a glimpse and we would have never had any idea of the things that we would do like 5 years together, you know, and that's what God does is he puts like really strange opportunities in front of you. And sometimes you just have a peace about that situation. And that's kind of what happened with me and Alex. There was just a peace about it when we initially met. And then even Rob was convinced because we just had like a supernatural peace. So I think that's really cool concept to grasp is like when you do things, but you let the Holy Spirit guide you, it's really cool to see like where he takes you.
Yeah.
That you would have never like, if me and Alex don't partner up, I don't even attend the church that I attend now. Like just little things like that in life are just so cool to look back and just like thank God for.
Yeah. Like there's no telling what happens if we don't. And belief too, like it's also, you know, belief is what makes it easier to be more confident. You start reading this stuff, you start getting into it, like it gives you more confidence. And then you use that confidence, you turn that confidence into action. Because now your thoughts are different than before. And so now because your thoughts are different, because you're holding them captive to negativity and things that are bad for you, essentially, you start feeling what's good. And then the next thing you know, you're over here wanting to do that every single time. And the next thing you know, you're seeing opportunity like you've never seen before. Because you believe in good things. I believe that like we're attracting good things to us because we are living out a good life.
Correct.
Compared to, you know, a negative or you know, sinful one. So that's just pretty much it. And if that doesn't like raise your belief, then I don't know what will. Like,
yeah, just try it.
Yeah. I don't
know. Just really try it. You know, just really try giving it your all in every area of your life. Try tapping into that spiritual thing that we're all longing for. You know what? Just try it. And I know so many people have tried it. And sometimes, you know, there's a foggy lens there. But essentially, it's like doing good and just seeking progress every day. And also, I kind of talked about it in our Bible study, but seeking progress, but also seeking excellence is something that I think is critical. It's kind of what we talked about earlier about doing it properly.
It's seeking excellence, abundance. Like there's all kinds of words that we could say. Like basically just think of black and white words that are just like abundance. And then there's like whatever, recession, none.
Yeah.
And just think about which positive one you want to think about. Yes. I would rather think about abundance. That's usually how simple it is, but it's very hard to do. Yes. It's extremely hard to do. It's taken me years to even get to where I can do it 70% of the time.
But don't you see in your life for now that you've fought like those thoughts where it's attraction. Like the law of attraction is real.
Absolutely. Real. The opportunity comes, the people come, the network comes, whatever you need comes. And
it's all about doing.
And it's all because we took action. It's all because we started doing something. And no matter where you're at, if you just won't accept that you like that you know it all or that it's all good, however it is or whatever, there's always a next level to execute towards because we can always raise our awareness, our level of consciousness, our awareness of God or awareness of whatever realm you're living in.
Yes.
So last question I got, what do you think makes people, because this has been all about action, you know, we talked about solving problems, implementing, taking action, but what do you think is the number one thing that prevents people or makes them so cautious about implementing? Like, why are we always getting stuck on the, I don't know what to do next?
Yeah, I think a lot of times, like, pain leads to action.
That's
and
true.
If people don't experience enough pain, sometimes they never act. And it's like,
because they're comfortable.
Yeah. So many times people get in a bubble of comfortability and they just don't, you know, even expand that. And sometimes people have different realities. We've talked on here before that, you know, both of our parents worked very hard to provide a good life for us, but we definitely don't have a trust fund to tap into. And having that mindset of like, I've got to, you know, if I do want a house, like for me to even have a house 10 years ago was like a thought that I couldn't even fathom. You know, like I was just trying to make $10 an hour. So it's crazy to see, like, again, looking back, how the rear view, you can see where God just again shows up time and time again. But I think so many people don't move forward because they just sit there and they don't do anything.
Yeah.
They don't do anything. So the actions moving forward.
They don't get good enough. They don't, because I've read it. It was a book. It was called Power Versus Force. It's that, you know, that one.
Yes.
So it's basically the difference in power and force. Force, you have to make something happen. Power, it just kind of happens. It's kind of like this attraction stuff. Power, you attract it. Force, you're like trying to make it happen type deal. I feel like we don't heal ourselves or get good enough or get to the level where we have the confidence to say like, hey, I'm going to attract this stuff now instead of trying to force my way through. I think that we are constantly in the force mode because we never take the time to develop ourselves to the levels that are powerful, the levels of love, the levels of willingness, the levels of reason, the levels of trust, the levels of faith, the levels of whatever the opposite of all the negatives are, those levels.
And we never seek it. That's, you know, we never get to that point because we're not focused on it.
Yeah.
We're not focused on doing what we got to do and controlling what we can control. That's the cool thing about being a doer is like now we're so thankful that like there's not a big corporation that can just call us and get an email or whatever and say, hey, you're laid off. Could you imagine that feeling that people are getting now?
Yeah.
And that's why I'm so thankful that God gave me the mindset of a doer and aligned me with you and Rob.
Yeah.
Like, dude,
straight
if you
up.
Get a couple of doers together, you can do a lot of good things.
Absolutely. And I'll leave it with this, guys. Without action, there's no traction.
Mm.
Without action, you can't get any further.
Put that on a t-shirt.
We'll have them in the link below. No, I'm just kidding. Without action, there's no traction.
That's good.
So get after it. Love y'all.